is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Boy, Dallas just gave up last night, didn't they? They had zero chance.
They got to 154. They scored more in the second half?
It's the third highest playoff scoring game ever.
It's 71 at the half, and I thought, holy crap. I wonder if they get to 60 in the second half or if they shut it down. Oh, no, no, we're going to go for 83 in the second half.
Yeah, third most in NBA history, playoff history. And, they were the road team, right? Or were they the home team?
It was game
they were the home
five,
team.
So the Clippers were the home team.
They were the home team.
What do you think about who would you make the top – who would you guys make the top four in order – Western Conference, chance to win a championship, teams in the Western Conference right now. If you're setting odds.
Setting odds right now?
Yeah.
Lakers, Clippers. Well, it looks like Dallas is going to be eliminated.
Yeah.
It looks like.
It's either Rockets, OKC, or it's Jazz and Nuggets.
It could be Jazz or Nuggets.
Yeah. So who are you putting in there?
I think the Jazz and Nuggets might both have a better chance than the Rockets.
Hmm. Okay.
The
Rockets. Well, Rockets fifth or Oklahoma City?
Rockets are fifth.
Yeah, okay.
But
Now, how would you have that?
Well, watching that Nuggets Jazz series, the Nuggets don't play a lick of defense. They're better yesterday. They actually tried. They haven't been really trying, which is really bad for a playoff team not to try to play defense. So I will take.
You don't think the Nuggets are better than the Rockets right now?
Mm-mm.
No.
They're missing two of their best backcourt players. Will Barton and Gary Harris haven't played at all. So that if they were there, I would say the Nuggets are better. But without those two, they're
even without guard rotation them last stinks. Night, they were. Yeah, yeah, but Jamal, they were down. They were down. Yeah.
How would you have those stack those six?
I would probably have Thunder, Rockets.
Start from one.
Well, Lakers, Clippers, Thunder, Rockets, Jazz, Nuggets.
Oh, you put the Thunder third?
Yeah, because I don't know if Russ is coming back and what he'll be like if he's. I don't know.
I'm thinking about moving into the next round.
I don't know
too.
If he's going to be back in the next round.
I've got a Clippers, Lakers, Jazz, Rockets, Nuggets, Thunder. I just don't think the Thunder, if they move past, I think they would have no chance against the Lakers. I do think with Utah having a big who can protect the rim, they have a dominant scorer. Utah has some talent. Like Utah's finally kind of living up to it in a bubble. I think Utah they're kind of a heckler. Utah, anytime you get a guy who can put 50 on you, you know that you got a fighting chance in any quarter when that one guy can get hot, and then you got a big man who can block shots and rebound. And I don't know. I think the Jazz, you know, the more I think about the Rockets, it's just you're just so dependent upon a skill level that you're not great at. You're very average at with the three-point shot. You're so dependent upon that. You know you're going to get your brains beat in on the rebound totals. You know it's going to happen. It's not even debatable. It's not up for any type of discussion. You're going to get beat up on the boards. And can James rise to the occasion and outplay the other superstars? And we just don't see that normally.
And they also,
once we get past first round, it just almost never happens.
And they also have the thing hanging over the head that, let's say Russ comes back, whether it's the end of this series or beginning of the next series, am I just going to assume something won't reoccur? Because we can talk about, Russ fought back to play, But in a regular season where all things may equal, how long would he really be out? We don't know that. We don't know the extent of that quad. We just know that he's missed five games in the playoffs. We have no idea what it would be like in a normal recuperating time frame. We just know that because games are every other day and it's the playoffs, they're going to push him to come back. So I don't know that he's going to come back and not re-injure that. So I can't put the Rockets in a place above healthy teams right now because I don't know what Russ's status is.
Which is why you put the Nuggets that low.
Well, I don't trust the Nuggets in their defense. They're trash. As much as Donovan...
Oh, and the Rockets are...
Well, yeah, the Rockets have been better defensively than the Nuggets so far. We'll see how it goes forward, but...
The Rockets are the 94 Knicks.
No, but when the coach of the team is saying, forget about me changing schemes, these guys actually have to try the scheme I'm actually putting out there. That's what Mike Malone has said about his team. This is the first game, the one that they won yesterday, where they actually were competitive defensively, where they actually tried, where there was effort. I don't like that going forward unless something just snapped and they're awake now. The people got after him saying, hey, what about system switches? He's like, I'd like to see them actually try the one I'm putting out there first before I switch a system. That's how bad they've been. So I don't know if the coach doesn't trust them, I'm not trusting them.
Yeah. I'm looking through stories here. Bella Thorne earned $1 million on OnlyFans in 24 hours.
You know, here's the thing. When you look at the way that their system is played and offensively, getting them to buy in, and John's like, Bella Thorne made $1 million in 24 hours
on OnlyFans. Well, what does OnlyFans do for you?
When you do things.
Well, it wasn't initially for that, but, you know, porn always takes over. It was initially to offer fans an opportunity to pay for premium access to their favorite celebrities.
Kind of like Patreon.
Yeah. Hey, now I'm offering things I wouldn't normally offer on Instagram, like an inside look at my home or things like that, of that stuff, or whatever. But porn takes over. Bella Thorne has been known to, you know, not be afraid to show a little boob from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Although she was a child star, now not so much a child anymore. But I'm not sure what she was doing on OnlyFans.
Well, they have a preview of it, and she's just walking around and talking and saying stuff. But
everybody's hoping something jumps off.
But Cardi B is on, and she said this. Cardi B said this. No, I'm not going to be showing my T or my P or my ass. Just straight up real life content. Ship you guys be mad nosy when it comes to my life.
But you already show your TP and G and yeah, H and everything not, on videos and well, Instagram anyway.
She's not going to charge people for that.
Right. Yeah, why would I pay?
If
it happens, something happens to slip out on Instagram, that's fine. But she's not creating a platform where you're just going to be able to come see her nude all the time.
Who is Bella Thorne?
Bella Thorne's rate is $20 a month.
That's probably a normal subscription.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
For like non-famous people? You'll pay $20 a month?
Well, non-famous people will offer you nudity. She's famous, so she doesn't have to do that.
So OnlyFans is... You can just get porn.
$2 million.
What do you want?
She's now taking in over $2 million on X-rated website OnlyFans. That's what Daily Mail has a headline. Yeah. She's made $2 million. I tell you what, guys are...
But there's no evidence...
The thirstiest... Guys are the thirstiest people on the face. I'm not telling you guys something you don't know, but... It's unbelievable that men are like, can I give you some money so I can see you on a special site that you may or may not be walking around on a sidewalk?
Well, there's the
ad. Can you use that $20 to go get a real live person?
But they're not a famous live person.
Yeah, but why do you have to see the T or the P of the famous
you
live don't person?
You haven't noticed that people are love fame, love being around being attracted to
people
it?
People are just...
Yeah, it's just the way you
get
like...
porn for
star
free.
Bleepers.
Just you know who's also famous? Porn stars.
Well,
you can get their stuff for free.
That's a little different.
You don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to.
Mia Khalifa, you can get her free.
Nah, yeah, it's already. It's
just the way you love to be great. Around. Just because you love being around coaches. This is their version.
I don't. Really.
Yeah, like OnlyFans coaches.
Yeah,
no, it's I like don't really. Can, I don't listen, care about being around coaches
for $20.
They just happen to be.
Yeah,
around
those are the for $20. You can go.
I don't give a rat's
for $20 a month. You
I would never pay to be around. Coaches.
You're gonna pay $20 to go drink with Cliff Kingsbury. $20 a month, and you can go have a drink with
him.
Or you can watch him drink a beer.
You get to do it for free. You know who's not paying $20 a month to be around Bella Thorne? Other famous people, because they get to do that for free, too. The people who don't get that opportunity of doing it.
I'm not famous, and I get to be around Clifford for free.
Well, you know what? I
wouldn't pay for that.
That's fine.
And
you wouldn't be doing that stuff without the most famous, non-famous person in the world, Chad Clay.
Yeah.
He unlocks, and
if I didn't do it, I wouldn't care.
Well, not everyone.
Well,
there's a lot of times the guys are in town. I don't care.
Then you'd be like, I wish I was having a drink with them. Good. For $10 a month, if you sign up for their OnlyFans, you can virtually have a drink with them.
No. I don't want to have a virtual drink with anybody.
It turns out that not everyone is like everyone else, and some people enjoy this while you don't. So this is how it is.
Who's that girl who acted like she's just
a live person.
What about the girl who acts like she's a puppy and then people pay her?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Because she does puppy play.
And she rolls around on the ground.
But there's no indication that Bella Thorne is nude.
No.
People just like...
She's basically gaming the system. This isn't fair. Get off.
But people... Well...
Maybe, get out of here.
Maybe some people are. But some people just like that insight or just the look and the fame. That's why they pay for it. Why do people watch that dumb Kardashian show? Because it's a look at famous people. And if they're offering something that they wouldn't provide normally, people are like, please... Take my money. That's how society is. A famous person wants to give me access to something I wouldn't normally have. I'll pay for it.
Hmm.
You know how many? Why is she so famous, Del?
Yeah.
Well, she was in a Disney. She was on a. It was either Disney or Nick with a.
No, she was in a Disney show.
She was
in
Disney.
Zendaya. They did a show together.
Who?
Zendaya.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
She's kind of high right now.
She was in Euphoria. She's in the new Spider-Man movie. She's big right now.
Dude, 6.7 million followers on Twitter, and her name is Bitch on Bella Thorne. That's her.
She has gone.
Well, that's what she wrote. Yeah. It's actually just Bella Thorne, at Bella Thorne.
She has gone in a bit of a different direction than her former co-star. The co-star, Zendaya, is kind of more critically renowned. People appreciate her for her work. Bella Thorne's kind of done, hey, look at me, I'm wild.
Wasn't Chandler going out with her?
Chandler who?
Parsons.
Zendaya?
No,
Bella. I don't know.
She's 22 right now.
Well, that would keep Chandler Parsons away from her.
Yeah.
No, but he would have gone out with her when she was, 19?
It was a couple years ago.
It's possible. So apparently she's also she's making a movie about OnlyFans with Sean Baker. Sean Baker's the one who did, if I remember correctly, The Florida Project, which is, you ever see that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Strong recommend. It is uncomfortable, but it's the realest movie you will ever see. It will feel like a documentary.
Yeah, 2017.
Yeah, Chandler Parsons and Bella Thorne.
So when she was 19 and he was 28. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does things. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's legal.
Remember when he was on? I asked him, Chandler, when I Googled you, the first thing that came up was your girl. She's Chandler Parsons' girlfriend. And I go, she was hot. He goes, you doubt my game, bro? You doubt my game?
Oh, your basketball game?
No.
Sure.
I heard he's kind of a bust as an interview. They wasn't that great.
He was okay.
He was okay?
He was okay.
Maybe it's when he did something at 790. I can't remember, but somebody just said they were hoping he'd be like, the thought was he was going to be incredible. Hmm. Most guys aren't incredible anymore.
No.
On the air. It's a lot more rare. But she may be doing a movie with Sean Baker that will ask, what does a platform like this do to its users? What's the connective material between your life and your life inside the world of OnlyFans? How far are you willing to go? And how far do you want to go? So. Hmm.
Hey, wow. We don't know what's going to happen here with the storm, but I do know this. You might want to be out of that house, and if you want to be out of that house in a hurry, you might even be able to get out of that house today because Lance Loken will make you an immediate cash offer, and you don't have to go through all this stuff. There are so many proofs of his of how good he is. Donnie and Tina lived in their Houston home for over 20 years, took just 3 days and 9 showings, and the home sold for $6,500 over list price. Listen, there are so many things. There's a guarantee, he's guaranteeing sale, and a no-risk guarantee. And this is what Lance Loken does every day with his group. The group is the number one group in Texas, and it is the number two in the world for the Keller Williams Platinum Group. I mean, this it is just so good. If you are selling or buying a home, you have to contact Lance Loken. You're going to love him. He's a great guy. I thoroughly endorse him. I think that he is the guy for your home, or the home that you want to buy. They don't start most agents don't start marketing your home until after you sign the listing agreement. Lance has started the marketing process even before he meets his clients. He's gathering buyers as we speak. And that's why your home will sell so fast, is because he has access to so many more buyers. And oh, by the way, this is a great time to sell your home. There are more buyers. It's a seller's market right now. So if you're looking to sell your home, go to thelocangroup.com. That's thelocangroup.com. 281-861-4624. Thelocangroup.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, home and away, I think. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Dell, you gave us a piece on the Big Ten, and a Big Ten vote today would not have canceled the fall season. Apparently, Kevin Warren, I don't think Kevin Warren is long for that job.
Well, he was doing the bidding of the presidents,
right,
as opposed to a proponent for the ADs.
Who's his boss?
I guess it's the presidents, although I thought it would be the ADs, considering he's the sports the Big Ten is that's a conference about sports. As universities, they're separate unless it's about sports. So why wouldn't he be listening to the ADs?
You're really in between a rock and a hard place, I think, in that job, especially in something like this. But here's the quote in the story. It was like he didn't know where his loyalties lie. Is it with the presidents or is it with the ADs, coaches, and players? In theory, all of those entities should be pulling in the same direction. But there was, as we've seen, incredible disconnect between the philosophies of the presidents and that of their coaches and athletes, and in some cases, athletic directors. Obviously. Listen, how long has it been that the presidents have voted against the playoff? I mean, forever. It was just the presidents that said, no, we're not going to do a playoff. We're just going to have bowl games. Because bowl games is what? I don't know. Bowl games is, I have no idea. But it was the presidents that stopped this from getting done for years and years and years. They don't have the sports best interest in mind for whatever reason. And I guess the presidents, they think it's maybe some kind of arrogance, or they were just unaware that there would be this much pushback on this.
Yeah, well, the Big Ten, all their academic institutions, that lore that they have, at least the presidents thought to themselves, our football people aren't as crazy as the SEC. That's crazy people down south football. They'll understand why we're doing it. No, not so much.
Mm-mm.
Big Ten people loved football too, they're coming to that realization.
Big Ten people are crazy about football. But the problem is, to everything Dell said is right though. Kevin Warren has nothing. He'll be the face for the outside looking in, but he didn't make that call. And then the other thing is,
no, but he still has to deal with the athletic directors, and the athletic directors are going to hold this against him.
But
it's going to be awfully difficult for him to do his job when he is going to be hated for this decision.
Yeah, but how can he be athletic? And let's see. Well, first of all, let's see how it plays out. North Carolina State is like they're. Oklahoma had to shut down football because of a huge COVID outbreak. Yet North Carolina State is dealing with COVID. There was three different universities. Was Boston College the other one?
No, they were clean. That was their. They actually had all these tests and no one was positive. Texas Tech was the big outbreak.
Texas Tech was the other one.
Just isolated and kept playing. So
NC State could delay football season opener because of coronavirus cases. Texas Tech reported 21 active cases within its football program.
And they're practicing. They're still practicing.
Texas Tech just isolated those kids and said, we're keep going. Going to keep going.
Lincoln Riley won't say which position group, but says it is one group essentially wiped out all but one by COVID tests. He said it's a position group that needs multiple guys on the field together. So I guess they didn't shut it down. But no. There's now stories, and it's when, what do you know, when all the kids come back to school, because they're not going to listen. They're not going to do. So I do think, I was thinking about this, what we're seeing now are people are not freaking out about positive COVID tests. They're trying to, remember when there was COVID tests in baseball, positive COVID tests? And it's like, is this it for baseball? Is this it for baseball?
I remember watching ESPN.
And you need, yeah, and it was a big deal. Like, this might be it for baseball. And then what and you wasn't. Need is baseball, you just need precedence. If somebody does something, if it's negative, a lot of times it'll be negative. But their precedence was, no, we're going to follow our plan that we have, our contingency, if people get COVID, because they had a contingency plan. And then they said, well, then we'll keep going. And now it's gone away. Now college football can look at that and say, hey, someone else did it. Yeah. And now pro football can look at that, yeah, and say that. Basketball was lucky that they didn't get hit with a bunch of COVID cases
well,
at all.
They had all the bubbles have worked.
A bubble.
But yeah. Well, here's the deal, though. Like, Texas A&M, I would suggest in week two, when they play Alabama, that they have a huge outbreak. And then everybody's better by week three. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If this could happen because they got Alabama in week two, you know what? Oh, we're only going to be able to play 9 games. Sorry. We're not going to be able to play Alabama here. Sorry. Sorry, people. Because baseball is going on. Everybody's not playing a 60-game schedule.
Oh, no. The Cardinals, too bad, so sad.
Yeah, that's all. But you know what? You go by winning percentage. Yeah. Are the Cardinals in with their winning percentage, or are they not in with their winning percentage? That's all. That's what you do.
That's what the ACC did when they removed divisions and they added Notre Dame, who was a big reason why the ACC didn't follow the Big Ten, the Pac-12 league, because Notre Dame really wanted to play football. They it's not win-loss record. It's not divisions. It's winning percentage in the ACC. That will determine the top two teams who play for the ACC title. I think we're past the point where, as you mentioned, COVID cases will shut things down. I think they're just going to push through unless it becomes a point where you're canceling multiple games for multiple teams every week. That might cut a season short because of logistics. But I don't think COVID cases are going to be enough right now. They're going to at least try, and as long as they can manage the schedule, they'll keep going, which will just infuriate anyone in Big Ten country. The Pac-12 is like, well, whatever. But the Big Ten people will freak out.
You know, I think it's for those of us who don't politicize things and we're just watching and have opinions, because sometimes I think it's not safe to do certain things. There's other times I think, okay, well, this is the way to handle this. How are people responding with the kids saying they want to play, but then they say the kids don't know what's best for them, and you got to shut down everything. Nothing can be open. Shut everything down. Like, it's got to be hard from a politization standpoint for people who try to politicize something, but then they see these kids want to play, so you don't want to speak out against the kids who want to play, but at the same time, you also don't want things going on because you don't think, you know, in some cases you truly just believe that this is just way, way too dangerous. I'm just looking at this as, hey, listen, if this becomes too dangerous, if it becomes an issue, you shut this down. You're not playing football with senior living centers where, you know, the fact is, from a standpoint of being able to deal with sickness, you do have some of the best age group and the best types of players you could possibly have, relatively speaking. Of course, there could be underlying conditions with heart. There could be underlying conditions with diabetes. Probably not diabetes at this time for most. And there could be underlying conditions with, you know, just weight for offensive and defensive linemen. I know that's a concern. Maybe lungs. But it is going to be interesting if the SEC and ACC and Big 12 follow the lead of Major League Baseball. They learn to deal with COVID positive tests in a way that doesn't freak out, and they're able to get through the season. You know, if it goes sideways, then everyone's Big Ten is going to be told you so. If it doesn't go sideways, which I'm hoping it doesn't go sideways, then you're right. Big Ten fans, Big Ten head coaches, some Big Ten athletic directors are going to be mad, but they don't need to turn their anger at Warren. It needs to be at their own presidents for acting prematurely. This is way premature. It was way premature to be making a decision like that. They could have continued to go on. Now, my guess is if they're on the fence, they would have had a ton of COVID cases, just like a lot of these universities are having from a university standpoint and now from a football standpoint. And then they would have said, see, we knew it. Because if you're already predestined to shut your season down in early August, why wouldn't you have shut it down once there's positive COVID tests in the football program? You probably would have shut it down then anyway, well, right?
Did you see Iowa? Iowa, which had very little to no COVID cases before they shut down fall athletics, they tested this week, and all of a sudden their cases exploded. Now, you can equate that to, well, students are at campus. Are you equated to, well, well, the athletes don't really have anything to be safe about. So we're just going to do whatever we like because it's not like we're playing sports. So they went – so they had 30 – they tested people over the last week or so, had 32 come back positive, and that was far more than they had initially had from the start of COVID testing to when they shut down fall sports. So people would say, well, that's kids on campus. Other people would say, well, your athletes no longer have that to worry about because they're not playing. And now you're going to see COVID cases explode because what do they have to worry about? It's not going to keep them from playing because you already did that.
Might be. Yeah.
Watch this, Del.
Boomer!
Naturals!
See?
Oh, that's the wrong.
No, no, we can do that. Don't be mad, Longhorn fans. I'm allowed to do that. Even though my wife's Longhorn, I can say Boomer.
Naturals!
See? You can do that.
Boomer Naturals. Boomer Naturals. Boomer! Natural.
A little dirty in this part of the country.
Well, I asked her if it was if she was from Oklahoma. Is that why they called it that? And she said, no, it's for – actually, their website has all kinds of stuff for the boomers, for the boomer generation, right? So, okay, boomer. Yeah. Okay, okay. Okay, boomer came along after Boomer Naturals, I think. But Boomer Naturals has got all kinds of stuff for the boomers, the baby boomers out there that that need stuff at this time in their life. So if you're looking for that or you're looking for the best mask in the market, it is the best mask in the market. The Nano Silver is just spectacular in that it will trap your spittle and other people's spittle from getting to you or getting to them. So this is what Nano Silver is all about. That's what the mask is all about. If you're looking for a great way to stay healthy, to not get to not catch COVID-19, there's a reason you're wearing the mask, and that's to protect yourself and protect others from yourself. And that's why you need the Nano Silver. It lasts about a month. You get another one, or you can buy them all at once, month's worth, right now at BoomerNaturals.com. Put in promo code Granato and get 20% off. And every one that you buy, they're going to donate. They'll donate one to a charity. And look, if you're looking for the best mask, it's simple. BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. It's like, what do you think about Oscar De La Hoya making a comeback?
So stupid. I couldn't believe that he actually was doing it. I mean, first thing I think is, okay, how much money does he owe people? Because why would you do this if you're Oscar?
I don't know.
I don't know, people. I still love the sport of boxing, and I still feel like I'm at the very top of my game. The leggings were mine. Yeah, that's fine. I was doing a lot of cocaine. But at the same time, I rock them. I look good in them. I look good in leggings. I rock them. What about when Oscar... That happened while I wasn't at the station here. When I went from, whoa, look at these pictures. Those are Photoshopped. And then 2 years later, I was on cocaine. They were real. So he was all coked out. It actually was in ladies... Okay, I mean...
That's fine.
At least do it for your OnlyFans page.
Well, when asked about it, Dana White asked
Dana's
about...
Dana's not a fan of Oscar De La Hoya.
And when asked about Oscar making a return to the ring, here's what Dana White had to say. Boy.
Finally, last one. I'm a good friend of yours. Oscar De La Hoya has announced he's coming out of retirement to box again. I just wondered if you had any...
Cocaine isn't cheap. Expensive. Gotta make money.
Wow, I didn't know that was what he was going to say. Cocaine isn't cheap.
How about no one responded? No one said, you know, usually you'll get a laugh out of the, you know, the media laugh. Oh, that was actually funny and zero response.
And Dane also meant it.
He meant it. They don't like Dane each other.
Dane is like, I'm not kidding. Cocaine is very expensive right now.
Is Dana, does he own the LA Football Club? Is that why he hates Oscar?
No, because Oscar tried to get an MMA.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Yeah, and Oscar had some negative things to say about Dana, and Dana thinks he's a... First of all,
I don't know that I've ever – I don't think in sports we've ever seen anyone as powerful as Dana from a standpoint of truly totalitarian power, where he can do and say anything he wants. There are no repercussions. No one's going to cancel him. No one's going to – there's nobody above him who's going to get rid of him. I mean, Dana, the Fertittas sold the UFC for billions or whatever. And then they kept Dana, and Dana's like one of the head honchos. Dana had a piece of the UFC. Dana is the UFC. There is no fighter that's bigger than the UFC. John Bones Jones, although they gave in on game bread, John Bones Jones is going to get paid. Conor McGregor is really big. Those guys eventually will go away. Dana White is the UFC. I mean, there will always be new fighters, but his personality, and a lot of times I don't like, he treated our guy Jeremy Botter like crap. Like for a while, I think he was good to Jeremy, and then Jeremy had a story that the UFC was going to be sold. Dana didn't like that it got leaked, and so he called him a weirdo. Like he went after Jeremy. Jeremy is an upstanding member of that MMA, writers, and he just went like Dana will make things personal.
I would say David Stern is the closest we've seen.
Yeah, is the closest we've seen to Dana.
Yeah,
yeah. Because David Stern, you had the sense that he could make massive changes.
And he didn't have any worries about
owners, anything like that.
No.
But Dana, here's the big difference. Dana can come out and say some flagrant stuff like that. Can you imagine David Stern saying something about, cocaine is a big... He had to deal with the cocaine issues as a commissioner. Dana can make a comment that another guy is
Stern
using...
You know, hey, your NBA players are making a lot of money. Yeah, well, cocaine's expensive.
Yeah. Could you see that?
Now, you have to say it about someone outside of the league who he doesn't like. Yeah. Who would he say it about?
David Silver. Paul
Tagliabue. Or Roger
Goodell. Manfred.
Rob Manfred. Yeah, better not go to him. Rob Manfred. Say Goodell.
Bud you better Selig. Not say
Goodell. No, I wouldn't do that.
You would have to say it about Bud Selig.
Yeah, he could have said that.
Yeah.
Well.
But I'm just saying.
Expensive.
He wouldn't have said that, or he would have apologized for it. Expecting an apology from Dana White at any point about this?
No one's going to ask him. But Oscar already admitted to it, so what's to apologize about?
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm going to look for Dana White apology and see how many things come up.
Good.
I don't think...
Do you think he's ever apologized? What's the under-over? Under-over. I'm going to say 1.5. Which one
Dana
are you
going? Talks Conor McGregor's apology. No. It was other people's. John Jones leaks apology message.
Nope.
No, John Jones apologized. Chris Cyborg apologizes to Dana White.
Mm-hmm. Oh, going under.
Cyborg wants this is White's going under. Apology. She didn't get it. Dana White reacts to Conor McGregor's apology. When Dana White made John Jones apologize to Daniel Cormier, I'm telling you, I'm looking. Everything with apology in it is somebody else's apology, either to Dana White or him having to. I still haven't gotten to any apologies.
Well, Chris Cyborg wanted an apology.
She wanted one,
but I don't see.
Guess what she got? Nothing. You can want all you want. UFC star Mike Perry. Well, that was bad. That wasn't good.
And then she
makes public apology after punching a man and using a racial slur.
A story in a couple headlines. Chris Cyborg wants apology from Dana White. Article July 30th. August 2nd. UFC News, Chris Cyborg apologized to Dana White.
Still.
She apologized for wanting an apology?
I'm telling you.
I don't know why, but 3 days later.
Here's
she apologized for wanting an apology.
I guess.
Tyron Woodley demands apology from Dana White. I don't see any apology from Dana White.
Not forthcoming.
To Tyron Woodley. I cannot see any apologies. Khabib apologized.
Mm-mm.
Dana White apology accepted. Dana White is showing love to UFC legend Anderson Silva by accepting his apology. Never mind. He accepted another apology. I can't find where Dana White has ever apologized ever in life. There's no written articles
Nowhere.
That say. That's what I'm saying. Of course, now David Stern apology, I probably won't find a ton of those either. But I bet I find some. And Dana's a businessman. But when he says stuff, he does it with complete impunity. You can't do anything to Dana White. Dana White can say you use cocaine and you're this, that, and the other. And it's like, He's a, what? You going to get rid of the UFC?
What?
They'll cancel us? What are you going to do? You going to tell my bosses?
If that,
I am my boss. Shut up.
Well, and if there's one sport that is,
you know, that,
that,
like that,
that has, it, that it has thick skin.
Oh.
I mean.
Well, no, they've got thin. Well, Dana's got thin skin. But he will blast you. He's just like Homelander. He will just take his eyes and sear, you know, lasers through your body.
Is Dana speaking at the RNC tonight?
Probably. He's a big Trump guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
It wouldn't shock me. Yeah. It wouldn't shock me. He's a big Trump guy. But he also, there's a lot of people who used to be big Trump guys back in the day. Rappers were big Trump guys. So many name checks of Donald Trump. Mac Miller did a song called Donald Trump. Like his whole, that he has so much money, he's on his Donald Trump bleep. Dell plays it from time to time as intro music coming back into the show. This one.
This, oh, that's it?
Uh-huh. And he just says he wants to basically, he wants to be, make that Donald Trump money and be like, you know.
R.I.P. Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Why did you put in the headline of that story, Dana White is the Granado of professional sports league.
Because you don't apologize for anything like either.
No, I have apologized before.
You're flagrant,
before.
Too.
No, I've apologized before. I said something.
To the Italian-American community?
No, screw them. So, no.
They demanded an apology. What'd you do? You ripped up their letter. You Dana White'd them.
I would have said that was a great line that I would use.
Who have you apologized to in public?
I don't know that.
Well done, Dell. You nailed it.
Yeah, I don't know why he thinks I don't see things.
Apologies.
I had to apologize to Jeff Passan.
Yeah, you did.
Said some things that were,
I mean, they were aggressive.
Now Dana White wouldn't have apologized.
A bit aggressive.
They were a bit aggressive. Dana White have said way more aggressive and not apologized.
I
do not have that much juice.
I
do not have as much juice as Dana White.
I don't know if I think Dana White even went, "Ooh, Lance. Ooh,
no.
You better ease up."
Dana White would be like, "You're apologizing for what? For what exactly? What did you do?" Well, I said this and I called him a word name.
Yeah.
You for a name? For calling a name? You know who's like Dana White also, who doesn't apologize and seems to be also has complete impunity? Can you think of someone else? They're not in sports, but they're in sports media.
AJ.
It's a media. Yeah. Well, AJ kind of talks like Dana.
Yeah.
The way he got into a Travis. But no. There's a sports business, a conglomerate now. They've become a conglomerate.
You mean Dave Portnoy?
Dave Portnoy from Barstool. It's kind of the same way. Well, you'll never hear him apologize for anything, and he's kind of untouchable in that way.
Because
they own their own stuff.
Yeah, Dana never rapped and used the N-word and put on a black accent, and Dave didn't even apologize for that.
Yeah, he's not apologized for anything.
He goes, it was jokes. That was his pretty much his reasoning for it. It was jokes. You can't get mad at me for jokes.
It was just jokes.
Okay.
Well, so far I haven't heard Jimmy Kimmel get canceled.
Well, has he made an appearance since he went on vacation?
I don't know. Well, Twitter, they Twitter canceled him.
Jimmy Kimmel has done it a few times. He had Karl Malone, and he also did it on the...
He's done the blackface and the accent and the black affect thing.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Yeah.
No use of the N-word as of yet. At least we haven't seen it.
No.
But blackface, you get canceled.
It's bad. And
he got in trouble.
But people said, well, comedians have done that. Like, Jimmy Fallon didn't get canceled. Like, Twitter got after him, but it's not like his show went off the air. Because he was the one who got it dropped on him first. Hey, he had to apologize. But he didn't. His show kept going. So I guess if you're a comedic person, you can get away with it.
I don't know what this means, but somebody's found an apology for John.
What?
And you guys will have to say this. Remember, John had to apologize to that lady for the improve my erection. I don't know. What does that mean? You apologize to somebody about what?
I don't think I apologized to her.
I don't even know what that means.
What's the story?
Was that the lady who used to come on here and do the Beth? Who did the night? Did you ever have to apologize to Beth?
I don't think I did.
Beth Liebling?
Yeah. Did you ever have to apologize to her?
No.
I don't know what Kenneth's talking about, but it's...
I didn't have to apologize because she didn't give us a Bilbo. Remember, she was going to give us Bilbos?
But what did you say? I don't remember you saying anything.
I don't remember. Now, I did do spots for improvemyderection.com. Improvemyerection.com, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't apologize to her.
No. That wasn't even a Beth spot, was it?
No, that wasn't Beth. That was Doc.
Yeah, why would you have to apologize for that? Did you say, if you're with this woman, you're going to have to go here? What did you say? You're going to have to use this product?
I don't think I apologized to her.
Neither do I.
No.
I mean...
Sorry, Kenneth.
Sorry, you're going to have to enlighten us.
It doesn't appear as though there was an apology, Kenneth. Nice try.
If JG is this put off by OnlyFans, nobody tell him about Snapchat prostitutes. Snapchat prostitutes?
Yeah, you can pay...
Why are you paying people? What did you just look at?
Well, people pay for porn subscriptions.
You can have a personal relationship with a prostitute. You don't need that.
But maybe you don't even want the real relationship with the prostitute.
Have a personal relationship with a prostitute.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe you don't want to go through
the
hassle.
What is happening to this show?
Well,
what about Russell Westbrook not playing in Game 5?
Well, that was my...
What about Joe Biagini? You know how he talked about him?
Do you know how we got to the whole OnlyFans thing in Bella Thorne? I was talking about the Thunder and Russ.
Oh, that's right.
And the Nuggets, whatever about. And then
because I was bored with that
immediately
conversation.
Segued
so Bella Thorne is making $1 million on OnlyFans.
And that is a bigger story now,
and he can't understand why some people would pay for that. That opportunity to watch her do whatever. I don't know what she's doing. He doesn't get it.
But recurring, though, payments?
People have been doing this for years. Why is this
new?
That's
because they think it's OnlyFans and something's about to jump off. And there's not going to be a jump off. She's just going to make you pay your million.
Yeah,
$2 million.
To look at her life, whatever she's doing. That very
They're
going to
be like, oh, I'm out on this.
Yeah.
This is boring.
Well, did she already get her $1 million?
Yeah. When are you going to show your T's and P's?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the full word. Whoa.
This could be an apology coming.
You might have to apologize to Bella Thorne and all women.
No, I'm not going
to. You should apologize to women.
I've got a lot of testosterone right now.
You know what he would be?
So maybe that's why.
He would be Mike Milbury.
Yeah.
That's what he would be.
Mike Milbury. Let's talk about Men's T Clinic. They're not a problem for John right now. Your testosterone level is what makes you say things like that. It's also what makes you have certain cravings, libido. It's also what drives your energy levels. It's also what can have an impact on your body type, like lean muscle mass. And there are people who have been on testosterone who got off during the pandemic and during quarantine and you know, haven't been able to get back on, or maybe got back on. You saw a huge decline in your lean muscle mass. The differences that you see being on testosterone and not on testosterone, with lower levels of testosterone being naturally produced, are astonishing. And that's the reason, is because it's so very important to make sure that you have your testosterone levels where they need to be. When your testosterone is where it needs to be, you are going to have better energy, better lean muscle mass, better libido, better mental acuity. It just has such a massive impact across the board on your well-being. And that's why insurance companies, most of them are going to cover your treatments for testosterone. Make sure you go to the website, mensteclinic.com. Find one of the 5 locations nearest you, mensteclinic.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. I just saw David Gow out in the hallway. And,
you proud of that last second?
We are going to be, you know, we're Winnie is where our tower is, which is why a lot of you, I can't hear you, turn up this thing. It's not, that's not it. We have about as powerful a signal as you could possibly have, but it's east. So that's why, for those of you in the west, get the app and you can listen to the show. Or if you're out of town, you can listen to the show or whatever issues we're having. Well, but we do have another tower. If Winnie is right in the wheelhouse of Laura, who's coming and will reach landfall sometime tonight. So, you know, that may be an issue, but we have another transmitter that we will have for you. So we will be on the air And hopefully it won't be all that bad. I guess Beaumont, who listens to us, we are pretty popular in Beaumont. We are your station, your sports station. We feel for you. And again, Beaumont just takes a beating.
They get hit so much.
Port Arthur's going to get hit.
Port Arthur, Beaumont, Jasper, there's a lot of areas up there. One of our listeners has family there. Yeah, it just seems like they get hit time and time again. I mean, from Houston to New Orleans, but it just seems like the area between Houston and New Orleans gets it the most.
Lake Charles is going to get it. It looks like they're going to catch it as well. I'm sure Tillman and Jerry Del Pratt and all the peeps are making plans for the casino and what they can possibly do. So it is thoughts and prayers for you guys. It's going to get hit. Yeah. Houston looks like we're going to get spared. What is it, like 40% chance of rain tomorrow for us? I mean,
I'm not sure. I have to look. You just keep looking at the track. It does keep, as you keep looking at it moving forward, it keeps going east. As you mentioned, Beaumont is still in that cone along with Lake Charles and Shreveport. It's still, who knows how much tracking it'll do east, but like Lufkin's about almost out of the cone. Nacogdoches is almost out of the cone. So, I mean, it's weird to say hopefully it keeps moving one direction because it just means another place is going to get hit. So, I don't know. Yeah, but at this point, Lake Charles, Beaumont, smack dead in the center.
Adam is listening. He evacuated to Shreveport, listening on the app.
And Shreveport is in that. Now, it'll be less intense, but Shreveport is right in the...
Yeah, but Shreveport is, inland. By the time it gets there, it'll just be a lot of rain and wind.
Yeah.
So, by the time, it should be lessening by then.
Supposed to head right up that Louisiana into Arkansas and then head out to the East Coast. Tennessee, North Carolina's in the path. By that time, it'll probably be a tropical depression, if that.
Yeah. If Granado makes a public apology, he'll start burping up those toxic bees again. When did I cough up toxic bees?
I don't even know what that means.
Jackie's making stuff up. He was all happy that we were talking about bald, handsome men, which there are very few, Jackie. You ain't in that group. Okay? Just so you know. You got the first part down, the bald part. Springer won't bring much return. 30-game player who's been banged up all season. They have a highly touted international player waiting for the signing period. Hopefully they got some good free agents that got left out in this year's short draft. Yeah, I mean, but this is an awfully tough way with a 7-round draft with no minor league system now, although their minor league system sucked. It was like second worst in the big leagues.
Went from being really good, and you don't have first and second rounders this year.
Nope.
So you got, like, that's what I'm saying. The idea of, well, you just signed Springer. One guy said, you just signed Springer and Correa. A, you have to assume both guys want to sign because you may end up having to pay premium. Do you really want to pay Carlos Correa $30 million plus?
He's not making 30, I'm telling
you. What if he could in New York?
Well, then go. Bye. That's bye, Felicia. Saying.
You can't do that.
You can't. You ain't doing that.
And you're telling me $20 million. There's not a world on this planet where Carlos Correa's taking 20.
Listen, Springer was getting 20 in his arbitration years. Springer's getting 20. What is he getting, 25 this year? In his last arbitration year. Dude, Correa is making 12. He ain't close to that player.
But he's going to be a free agent.
He made 5 though. Last year in arbitration.
No, what I'm talking about.
He ain't a $30 million player.
As a free agent, he is going to get paid.
As a free agent, he's not getting 30. I'm telling you right now.
No, but he could ask for that.
He could.
Well, then you can't stay.
I could ask for 30, but David Gallo ain't giving it to me.
Alex Rodriguez can do what he wants to do.
Oh, yeah, but he ain't giving him that. He ain't giving him that.
Why not?
Because you want to know why? Because Alex Rodriguez is going to be a cheap owner. That's why.
Why do you say that?
Because look at him already. He's like, we might need a salary cap in baseball. This from the guy that made $250 million when everybody else was not making anything.
Yeah, because now that he's on the other side, when it's players, you're just like, there's money to go forever. Yes. And when you're an owner, you're like, hey,
well, that's what I'm saying.
This isn't great.
No, one of his first statements, well, he denied he said it, but he was,
right.
Guess what? He ain't giving Carlos Correa $30 million. No chance. I'm telling you, I think Carlos is maybe a $22 million player. Maybe.
I think he's at least.
He doesn't. 25. No, you got to worry about his injuries.
No, I agree. No, I would never pay him that much. Carlos Correa is hitting right now. His OPS is like 811.
What is it?
I think it's up to 850, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. He's not a 900 OPS guy.
No.
Not this year. He hasn't been, but he's been hurt in so many other years. To me, I know he's a great defensive player, but I just don't think you can trust paying a guy that much. This is guaranteed money. This is the contract where you have to do it long term, and it's all guaranteed. Six at 25 is a $150 million deal. That would be terrifying to me to give Carlos Correa 150 guaranteed.
Mm-mm. Uh-uh. Career OPS, 843. On base, 278. He's a 278 hitter. 357 on base, 486 slugging.
It's official. I'm going to the tenant, by the way.
You are? Today?
No. Not ready today. But if Carlos Correa can slug for less than between 800 and 900, I can go to tenant.
His right now, this year, his OPS is 791.
Yeah, it was 811 the other day. That's what I was telling you.
Oh.
It was 791. Correa is just killing the ball.
That's not a $30 million player.
I know it's not.
Well, he's not getting that.
You don't think he thinks he is?
Well, No.
You think he's like, you know what, guys? I want to just
again
ask for a very reasonable amount. I want to stay here in my hometown of Houston, Texas.
Here's why.
Take a hometown discount.
99 games played, 153, 109, 110, 75. Okay. Right. That's exactly
what
why he's not
he
getting
think,
that.
By the way, his career OPS is 843. So actually, his career OPS is pretty good.
Yeah. That's okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's what you were going off of. But this year, when we thought, man, Cardinals really having a good year of singles.
It's okay. It's not great. It's not $30 million a year great.
No. Although he has had OPSs of 941
in 2017.
Yeah. Well, Bill O'Brien would pay him. But you know what? Bill O'Brien ain't in baseball.
And last year he was a 926 OPS. But
which was pretty good.
Yeah, actually, this is the second lowest slugging percentage he's had up to this point in his entire teams in the big league. Yeah, no, he's 100% not a $30 million guy. I think in his mind, he believes he's a superstar, and he wants to get paid star money. I think people in his immediate life will want him to be a star and be treated as such and be on the team where he'll be considered a star. That's not the Yankees. But with the Mets, maybe you do have that, and that's where A-Rod's going to be. So I just think it's going to be really interesting to see how much he gets paid. Now, he's an elite defensive shortstop, and he is a talented player. But he is not one of these mega players. And I think he's going to want mega player money. And look who his agency is. It's not even a sports agency. It's an agency where you go to build your brand, to be a star. It's a star-building, brand-building agency. That doesn't bode well for the Astros, I can tell you that much. And I'd love to keep Carlos Correa at a reasonable number. I'd love to keep George Springer at a reasonable number. But that's just not reality. So if it's not going to be reality, get rid of those guys. Deal them and get prospects. Because if you wait until the very end, you don't have any leverage. You know, the argument is we'll wait until the trade deadline of their last year and multiple teams will be, you know, going after them. I don't think you get that same juice. I don't think there's the same juice. And then what if you're competing for, you know, a division title? Then you don't want to get rid of them. I would seriously consider, and this is heartbreaking, but it just looks like the Astros run of the nice guys, the fun guys. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's coming to an end.
Yeah, well, and
because, you knew it had to happen. We've talked about it.
Right. And once they get into another uniform, once Carlos Correa gets into another uniform, he's fine. Marwin Gonzalez, does he ever hear anything? No. Mike Fiers was benefited and got a ring because of it. Does he hear anything? No. He was the whistleblower, but he still doesn't hear. And you know what? He was part of the cheating. And once Correa gets out of here, once Altuve gets out of here, once Bregman is out of here, Springer's out of here, then all the cheating stuff goes away. And I think that, I really do think that might be a goal, is to get out of this negativity, this negative period that this organization is in. It's going on a year now of being the most hated organization in all of sports. How about this? Ken Rosenthal is putting out there A-Rod and Luno. There's an A-Rod Luno connection. And if A-Rod gets the Mets, you know what now? Oh, well, Yankee fan. Well, they'll hate him because he's a Met. He's with the Mets. But will he be okay in New York now because he's the Mets GM? If Luno becomes the Mets GM?
Oh, yeah. Then
he's fine.
Yeah. Then he was just being a competitor. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Right. Right. Then he's fine. Yeah. He's fine as soon as he becomes a Mets
GM. Absolutely.
I can't believe of all the people, that's the one. Although, you know what? He's really, really good. Luno is really, really good. So maybe we should have rethought that he'll never be in baseball again, because you want a guy that's really, really good.
Yeah. You sure
859 do. ESPN. And that's no jab, Lance. That's not a jab.
Well, I know it's not, but Side Jab's got the kind of jabs that I'm talking about. Why don't you make sure and get yours at SideJab, SideJab.com. When I say yours is your website, SideJab.com can do customized websites. They can do it for you within 3 to 6 weeks, and you can get those eyes that are visiting your website. People go to websites now to find out about companies. Who are you? Who have you done work for? What does your work look like? SideJab will make sure that everyone sees all that work, just the same way you can go see who they are and what their work is right there at their website, SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com. Make sure that you are one of the people who is doing the most for your business, for your, you know, for your small business, medium-sized business. When those eyes see your page, you want to be able to convert them into leads, and SiteJab helps you do that with the latest technology, the latest designs. They can even integrate e-commerce into your website. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.